Six Nations Elected Council heard a presentation at the October 24th political liaison meeting for the preliminary study period midterm report for the Kanjukwa structure. The new structure's study period has been in effect since September 5th, and Six Nations Elected Council heard feedback on how the first half of the study period has gone. Jill Hill presented council with the feedback from councillors on how the structure change has been going.
This council wanted feedback from senior administrative leadership about how they felt these changes would be, how it would impact them and their feelings about this particular structure and how they felt it was going. So they were also included. The report is a short report, but basically, if those who have a hard copy are looking to page 3 of the report, and it gives you a summary and an overall comments about how the Six Nations Elected Council members who participated in the survey, as well as those Six Nations Council members, administrative leadership members, also felt about the changes that have been made to date. I should say that participation rate was around 50% for both Six Nations Elected Councillors and the Six Nations Council administrative leadership. So it was about half and half. Generally speaking, both the Six Nations Council, elected council, and administrative leadership agreed that the process changes to date, meaning no committee meetings, was positive and could result in long-term benefits.
She also went on to talk about the comfortability and engagement between Six Nations Elected Council and senior administrative leadership and detailed the feedback she heard from that.
The other benefits with the process changes and the comfort level with engagement. And what I mean by engagement is, were participants comfortable now with the amount of contact they had with senior administrative leadership? In the reverse, was senior administrative leadership comfortable with the amount of contact that they were having with Six Nations Council members, elected members? Those were two questions that were also asked. Generally, the benefits to the process changes was seen in a positive manner. Generally, the level of engagement between Six Nations Elected Council and the council administrative leadership was also seen as positive.
Hill, however, did mention that some feedback was that senior administration leadership would be needed at full council meetings to answer and give information back on topics. And with the study period being shorter, it was recommended that it would be extended until December 16th.
This information in this report is presented to council as information. There is a recommendation associated with that. Further to the communications to the community, we will be entering the second phase, and that is once this is approved as information, this information will go out to the community at large to let them know the results of the first half of the preliminary period. That has already been approved by this council under the communications plan that was approved by resolution previous to this. So just to let you know, communication will still be ongoing with the community at large about how this preliminary study period is unfolding. But there is one recommendation, and that recommendation, given that this council has requested that the senior leadership administration, the administration's senior leadership, be consulted on this potential changes and the short time frame for the preliminary study period, it's recommended that the preliminary study period be extended. So we can get a clearer lock on whether this is going to be most effective for this Six Nations Council, and also give us an opportunity to close some of those gaps or challenges that have been identified from the results of this survey.
Chief Mark Hill also spoke on the challenges council faces and his hope that the Kanjukwa structure will offer longevity to not only the current elected council, but also for those in the future.
I'm glad that you touched, obviously, on the challenges even within the survey. I know that was one of my concerns, as well as having that connection more, so that council doesn't feel, I mean, as much as we can say administration divide, trying to separate, staying out of administration and staying in governance lane, and really looking to our political advocacy pieces needed across the board for the different sectors of each department. I was glad to hear that some felt the same, in that we could still have our directors in that full council meetings, to provide any updates that's happening within departments, especially when it comes to our larger departments like health, for example, and all the changes politically happening under health. So that, I'm really glad that you've highlighted those pieces. I think it's important to also note that we knew in the beginning, I mean, as much as we wanted to get to this work, as quickly as we could, I think it's important to note that it's not just, I think, going to be beneficial to this sitting council as the 58th, but the longevity of the process in the work really of the future councils. And I think that's something that's really important to note, of efficiencies when certain items come to the table and need that political work, and when councillors do have a certain passion or interest or expertise in a file, and be able to bring those forward to the table in a timely manner, as opposed to jumping through multiple hoops through committees and so forth.
Councillor Melba Thomas asked how the different departments within Six Nations Elected Council were operating without the access to committees. Jill Hill responded to that, saying that with the study period extension in place, those questions will be able to be asked and answered better at that time.
Without the committees, how are they functioning administratively? I mean, that's a fair question to ask. And I think with the extension, we'll be able to see that. And given a little bit more time, we'll be able to see whether this is something that is going to be positive for them as well. At the front end, they have identified it as something being very positive for them, but the reverse question hasn't been asked, with the exception of the challenges. So certainly, I think with the extension of this, that will give us an opportunity to ask the very question which you stated, Melba.
Darren Jamieson, CEO of Six Nations Elected Council, also spoke on the study period extension and some of the challenges that he hopes can be solved with the extension.
I think that's one of the things. We went into this as a study period. We went into it as a, let's see how we go and what adjustments and refinements can we make. And I think it served us well in that regard. And just to kind of give you a bit more insight, Melba, I completely appreciate where you're coming from. And put your mind at ease to some extent. I have not witnessed any sort of chaos, as you say. A lot of it is more to do with staff challenges and sickness. We still have a lot of sickness and some turnover. So I think that those are the challenges that we faced and we continue to face. But we talked a little bit about it at the SAT meeting just a couple weeks ago, and there was no sort of negativity. I think I can support some of the findings that Jill has reported on. They welcome the change. I think one area, and I agree that there is a need to work out the kinks on the process, to have more connection with counselors and the senior team. And when we were looking at the structure in the early days, we had thought about having, I'll call them informal teams, or ability to reach out, counselors to reach out directly to directors on specific issues or specific areas of advocacy that's required. And the reports are still going to be provided as they have been. But this would allow a little bit more engagement. And I think that's where the one area where I see the directors are still struggling is really kind of prioritizing the areas for advocacy that they see from their view, and sharing that with council. So if anything, I think that's a challenge that I've noticed.
Councillor Helen Miller offered her concerns about the changes to council. She said disconnect from the community is something she feels needs to be addressed in the new process.
My issue is disconnect to the community. Community people had opportunity to come to committee to do their presentations, to raise their concerns, to raise their issues. And then that, to me, that's what's lost from what we're doing now. Where are the people going to go? Where are they going to go to raise their concern to a counselor? They want to do it to council. They don't want to do it to somebody sitting in an office that a third party person sitting in the office that's going to take their concern and go someplace else with it. They want to do it to council. And that's what always made our council unique, was because that real connection we had with people. And I see this whole process disconnecting from the people. And that's the biggest concern I have with it. Because they're the ones that elected us. That's who we're supposed to be working for.
Chief Hill acknowledged the concerns brought forth by council members and expressed his hopefulness for the new structure and how patience will be needed from council members to fully adopt to the new structure.
And I think just with the resolution that's on the floor, with the extension, is just going to give us that time to further look to again, Hazel's points, attempting to fix it. And I think that's something that, I guess my only words would be to have to full council is to have patience as we move through this process and what it looks like. Because I think it's easy to knock something down quickly when there's a number of concerns. But I think once we start to iron out things and start to look at fixing and what can be addressed is when we'll start to see the true and full benefit of what the structure and the intentions were behind this work.
The preliminary trial period was extended to December 16th, and at that time, Six Nations elected council will make a decision on whether or not the Kanjukwa structure will stay in place.